Mama knows the highway now by heart.
Mama knows the highway, or so the old country song says, but these days it's not just Mama who has hit the road. Grandmas, wives, daughters, women of all ages have joined the ranks of the professional truck driver. Coming from diverse educational and economic backgrounds, ladies have embraced this formerly men-only field. They have taken to the road as solo drivers, both company and owner-operators, and team drivers hauling local and over the road. The last 25 years have seen a steady increase in the number of women OTR drivers. Today's women behind the wheel face some particular challenges that their male counterparts may not. And since we have a growing number of female listeners, we wanted to add a feature to the audio magazine that we hope will not only help women, but keep us all informed. So we went straight to the source and asked Ellen Voya, chairwoman and founder of Women in Trucking Incorporated, to join the Driver Audio Magazine team. Ellen, welcome.
Oh, Dave, it's great to be on.
Wow, this is really going to be exciting because we're going to get to hear all about women in trucking. And let's, first off the bat, I'm sure the guys are going, oh, wait a second. But there's some really exciting things that are going on. And there are a lot of issues that maybe guys don't even realize. And we're going to kind of kick it off and talk a little bit about how did this all kind of come about.
Well, I'll tell you why Women in Trucking was formed. And believe me, it's not exclusively for women. Actually, about 20% of our members are men. And I always tell people it's not for women, it's about women. It's to encourage women to look at the trucking industry as a career opportunity. Because as you know, there's a very small percentage of women both in the truck and in the terminal and in the shop. So we want to tell women, you know what, there are some great jobs here. You can make a decent living. And hey, you can make the same amount of money as a man when you're driving a truck. So that's what we're all about.
Putting this organization together, there have been some key players coming into this. Let's talk about who is on the board.
That's what's amazing about Women in Trucking. And, you know, the funny thing, people have said, well, do you have any men on your board? And I say, well, not yet. But it wasn't by design. It was that so many people would say, oh, you need this person, you need this person. And so we brought on these very powerful, very influential women in this industry because total years of experience for our 12 board members comes to 265 years of experience in the trucking industry. So we've definitely been around. I started the organization in March of 2007, and we have about 900 members by the end of the year. And my experience in the industry extends back to 1980, and I received a diploma in traffic and transportation management as a traffic manager at a steel fabricating plant. So I've been on the inside part of it. But I'd like to talk about some of our board members who've been in other aspects of the industry. First of all, Maggie Peterson has been a professional driver for 27 years. She's been on America's Road Team. She drives for Roadway. And she brings a lot to the group because she's actually out there every day and she tells us what's going on the highway. And you know, Maggie's really cool because the first time I met her, she had her nails done perfectly. Now, her nails look much better than mine, and I don't drive a truck. And so, you know, women in the truck are still women in the truck, and she reminds us of that. So Maggie's really neat. We've got a woman who owns a trucking company. Her name's Val Lisi, and she owns Jack Jones Trucking in Ontario, California. So she brings a different aspect of the industry also as the owner and manager of a number of trucks. Then we've got Lana Batts. Lana Batts has been in the industry for many, many years, and people might recall that name because Lana at one time was the president of the Truckload Carriers Association. She now is a partner in Transport Capital, and she brings a wealth of information from the association side, the industry side, and just because Lana has been around so long and knows so many people, she helps us a lot with networking. Then we've got Jane Gunn. Jane is our Canadian member. She's a recruiter for Challenger Motor Freight in Canada. So we truly are an international association, and we do have a lot of Canadian members. And then we've got Elizabeth Barna. Elizabeth works for the American Trucking Association, which is great to have their support. We also have Debbie Sparks, who works for the Truckload Carriers Association, and we have their support behind us. Lee Foxall works for the Internet Truck Stop, which is a load board freight matching service. And she brings a different view because she works in the marketing department. So she helps us a lot with how to get our message out there and how to get exposure for women in trucking. And one of my favorite people I like to talk about on our board is Lenora Hardy. Lenora has a PhD in ergonomics. and she helps design the interior cab of a truck for International. And her goal is to make it more ergonomically friendly, not just for women, but for all drivers. And she's done some really interesting things to make the trucks more female friendly.
Okay, I can hear some of the guys now saying, uh-oh, what's this industry coming to?
Right, Dave, and I'm going to tell you, we're not talking about painting the cab pink, okay? And we're not talking about putting in more places for purses or cup holders.
What kind of changes are we talking about?
What Lenora has done is brought the shelving down a little bit in the back of the cab so that women can see over the top. And guess what? This doesn't just help women. This helps men who may not be as tall as the folks in my Norwegian family who tower over everyone. She also has helped women be able to reach the controls by bringing the dash closer. Women typically have shorter arms than men. But none of the things that International Truck has done to accommodate women are going to adversely affect male drivers. So believe me, this isn't about changing the trucks to be more feminine or anything like that. It's just accommodating women so that they can have the same comfort when they're in the cab of the truck as their male counterparts.
Ellen, is it safe to say Women in Trucking was not only created to help current and potential women drivers, but also to help the men?
Yes. In fact, when we first started the organization, the first three drivers who signed up, two of them were men. And we asked one guy, we said, well, why are you joining Women in Trucking? And he said, you know what? If it's good for women, it's good for men. So I love that attitude. We are not doing anything that takes away from what men have already done, the accomplishments that men have made, and the fact that 93% of drivers out there are men. None of anything that we do will take anything away from what men have already done or what they are doing. We just want to make it, let's say, a level playing field so that women can compete, earn a living, and be accepted just as easily as men in this trucking industry.
Well, I know we've got a couple more folks who are on the board of directors. Let's talk about them before we wrap up.
Well, I'd like to mention Deb Whistler, who's one of the editors, Newport Communications, which is heavy-duty trucking, and then Marge Bailey. And Marge has a website called driverfinder.net, but she also started a website called Trucker Cupid that matches truck drivers in the industry with other truck drivers who are looking for romance. So we really do have quite a diverse board of directors.
I want to encourage all drivers to stop by and check out the womenintrucking.org website to learn more, and also call our toll-free event line to ask Ellen a question or tell us something you'd like Ellen to talk about on upcoming editions. Well, Ellen, let's give drivers a taste of what we'll cover next time.
Well, one of the things that we've learned that we need to focus on is safety. We've learned that women are really trying to find ways to protect themselves on the road, in truck stops, and at shippers. So we're focusing on some products, some educational opportunities, and working with the truck stops to try to make sure that women don't have to worry about getting out of their truck, especially at night.
Thank you, Ellen.
Thanks so much for having me on, Dave.